How would you sum that up then, Stuart, today?
Well, you've got to score when you're on top. Leon's had a great chance. He's disappointed. Great run by Jeremy Milan down the left-hand side. And then it was a game that far too many just had a bit of an off day on the ball. I can't fault the effort and the commitment, but it's just the final touch of a football, whether it were crossing or shooting. And in the end, we didn't work their keeper enough. So I'm disappointed, and also I'm disappointed because that's 6 points they've taken off us this season.
It wasn't a game filled with chances. Was the first goal always going to be crucial?
Yeah, you just know in these sort of games. I was pleased with the way we started, but we need, when you're on top, you need to score. And then we've had a great chance with Leon's chance. But then you just feel as it is, whoever gets the first goal is going to probably hang on to win the game.
I've seen your last three performances, which were very intense. You know, the team worked ever so hard. Were you a little tired today?
Well, I could probably use it as an excuse. We beat QPR 3-0. We beat Birmingham 4-1. So we're full of confidence. We're coming to a Doncaster side who don't lose many games at home. But I was pleased with, like I said, the way we started. They'd not had a game in the midweek, but I don't want to use that as an excuse. The most important thing, like I said to the players, is that if you're not having the best of games, just keep it simple and work your way back in. We had probably one or two players that had a bit of an off day today.
In the second half, was that mostly frustrating because, you know, you're 1-0 down at that point, you're trying to get back into the game, and it just seemed, I mean, both teams were struggling to break each other down, weren't they?
Yeah, it was two teams that were cancelling each other out. Sometimes the referee's decisions get your backs up. 1 minute he's allowing play on and advantage. Suddenly he's pulling players back. I'm just disappointed that we've got beat. I don't think we should have got beat. We had enough play, enough possession of the ball, but it's what we did. They probably created more because they probably won more second balls than we did.
Thoughts on the goal?
I thought it was offside. I looked straight away. Billy Sharp wasn't offside. I think it was a good pass and a good run. But then I thought the boy Brown was off, and I think Glenn Leuvens and Gooch thought he was offside, but looked at the linesman, didn't give it. Maybe that was the break that they got, the bit of luck they needed. And then they had something to hang on to and we just couldn't break them down.
You've been very adaptable to sort of, you've looked at opponents and you've said, right, this is how I think we're going to win this game and change things around. Today, stuck with the same team, apart from Chris Kirkland, obviously. You know, how tempting is it sometimes to change it, and how do you balance that out with sticking by a winning team?
Well, I thought we had enough legs in midfield. Not being disrespectful to Doncaster, but I just felt we had enough pace with Leon and enough pace in midfield to cause them problems. What I didn't realise was how many times we were going to give the ball away far too cheaply. And if you keep giving the possession away, you are going to get done eventually. First 20 minutes, when Jeremy broke through, and I thought it was a great opportunity to get on those. And if we'd got that goal, I'd probably be talking to you about our 3 points that we got here today, but unfortunately we haven't.
Atty always works hard. Sometimes he has a day like this, though, doesn't he?
Well, it's not worked out for him today. In the end, I've ended up putting a phobia up front. But it could have been one of probably five or six. I could have changed it. Our standards weren't as high as they were against Queen's Park Rangers. But the pleasing thing is we're back at our patch on Tuesday against Brighton.
You don't seem to feel as low as you did after the Yeovil game.
No, that was a different sort of performance. Today, like I said, I just felt comfortable. I was looking more in their half for the first 20, 25 minutes where we've got good possession. And then it just started going from bad to worse. Either players were putting crosses out of play or didn't take responsibilities to shoot. That was the disappointing thing. I think we had 24 goal attempts against Queen's Park Rangers. And we've had opportunities today to put the ball in the box or shoot. And we just wanted that extra little touch. Lost possession, suddenly we're chasing.
And Chris Kirkland back today, finally got him back, and he made a couple of smart saves, didn't he?
Well, it's a good save from the free kick at the end. I think Billy Sharp's shots end up coming off him, and they've reacted probably a little bit better than we did, and that was the disappointing thing, conceding that goal. But I'm pleased that it wasn't the similar performance to Yeovil, but I'm disappointed with the result. They've taken 6 points off us. We've had a huge following. And we wanted to put on a show for them, but we've just fallen away a bit.
I mean, in the last few games, your wide men, I mean, Maguire today and Lavery, been able to get on the ball, really have an impact on the game. They had quite a frustrating afternoon, didn't they?
Well, I just said sometimes you've got to work, play to the conditions. We think our pitch is quite bad at the moment. Well, that was a pitch where they didn't seem to get the ball under control. It was either bouncing or they were chasing the touch. And then it was just the crossing when we had opportunities to cross the ball. So it's frustrating because we didn't work their keeper enough.
The other news, obviously, that broke last night, Keelan Lavery has signed his new contract now. Can you give us a word on that?
Yeah, great news. Great news for the football club. Great news for Keelan. We want to reward lads that have come through the system. We want to reward lads who have pride on pulling in the shirt. And then he's just maybe had one of them off days for him today. So it's a good learning curve for him. He'll be disappointed, but we're pleased we've got him signed up because he was out of contract at the end of the season. So the last thing we wanted to do was lose him. So we're pleased we've got him.
How many years have you managed to tie him down?
I think it's 2.5 years we've got him tied down for. So he'll be better. He'll be beating himself up for his performance today. He's got his rewards with his contract, but he knows he's, and then his personality, I know wise, he won't be happy, but that's not acceptable for him. And he'll roll his sleeves up and he'll give 100% for Sheffield Wednesday.
And I know you're not going to rest until mathematically you're 100% safe, but is this also signs of the club preparing for next season? He managed to get a lad like Lavery sign up for the long term?
Yeah, well, we've obviously got a short-term plans and short-term goals, and we've got long-term plans and long-term goals. What we don't want to do is lose our better younger players, and hopefully we can maybe get Liam Palmer tied down as well. But I'm disappointed to lose 6 points to Doncaster. Local, it's probably the first local derby since I've been involved that we've lost again. We want to finish, be the highest Yorkshire team. Unfortunately, we haven't done that today with the 3 points.
And just a final one for now. Do you expect a quiet week? It is the loan deadline coming up. Anyone likely to move in or out?
Well, my medical team tells me that no injuries today, so that's refreshing. We've obviously got the game on Tuesday against Brighton, and touch wood, we won't lose any. As going out at this moment in time, there's quite a few clubs inquiring about Gary Medine, but we'll make a decision later on in the week.